Rusty Quill presents.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
Hello, listeners. Sultan Chief Pippin Ava Major here just to introduce this little interview segment we've put together for you. This week, you'll be hearing from Daisy and Gary about their experiences in making Clockwork Bird. Next week, you'll hear from Jesse and Alex. A longer, unedited version of this interview, which is full of giggling and some ribbing at me and just general hilarity, is available over on our Patreon, along with a load of other great behind-the-scenes content, including table reads for Spirit Box Radio, our other podcast, a load of information from me about the process of making Clockwork Bird, and we also do monthly tarot readings over there. So if that sounds something that you'd be interested in doing, membership starts from £2 a month. We're over at patreon.com/hangingsoulstudios, and there's a link in the description. Without further ado, I'll let Gary and Daisy take it away.
I'm Daisy and I'm 22. I've just finished a drama degree and I'm looking to go and do a master's. I'm an actor and a writer and a director and I play Shelley.
I'm Gary. I'm Pip and Daisy's dad, which I'm sure had nothing whatsoever to do with my casting. and I have no relevant CV to speak of.
Did you like the character you played in the show?
Her heart is in the right place, even though I don't think her head always is. And all of the decisions she makes have the potential to go very, very wrong.
Yes, indeed, which is deeply alarming and exasperating to Dave, obviously.
Yes, do you like Dave?
I do like Dave. I think he's a fundamentally good character, which obviously, because we got the scripts as they were written, we didn't know that he was going to end up being... There were plenty of moments when it appeared he might be...
He was hiding something, wasn't
he? Yeah, he might turn out to be an impediment to Shelley or even kind of an adversary, but he seemed to me, as written, to be quite concerned about her, quite genuinely caring. He's a bit of a father figure, so typecasting.
Woohoo! That was easy to play, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was exasperated a lot, and I didn't find that a stretch either.
Wow.
Did you enjoy playing your characters?
It was good. It was fun. I've not really done... I don't think I've done any voice acting before. So that was, like, a new take on something I've been doing for a long time, which was really cool. It was nice to play a different type of character. I quite often get comedic roles. And Shelley wasn't that. Also, nice to be the centre of attention.
Indeed, the star.
Yeah.
Indeed.
It's about me. It's not about Shelley at all. Shelley's just the eyes through which we learn.
She's our proxy, isn't she? She's the one who uncovers the plot. I really enjoyed it. It was really good. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed playing Dave. I thought it was good. Like I say, we got to squabble a lot, which was always fun.
Mm-hmm. Apart from the row, we found quite difficult. We had an idea of how we wanted to do it, but it was quite a big chunk of text. And because it was a row, it wasn't like... There were some other bits that... Like the episode that was just Shelley and Dave, because the tone changed, we were able to cut it into smaller bits to record to make it an easier record for us. But with the argument, it kind of all needed to be done in one chunk.
It did.
And there was a lot of giggles.
And, yeah, multiple takes.
Would you take your character out for a pint at the pub?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I feel like she's probably a bit busy.
Yeah.
The one out of all of the characters I'd most like to go for a pint with is Shelley, and then I think Alice.
I don't know that Dave would particularly want to go for a pint with me, really. I don't know. I don't know what we'd talk about.
Did you think your character was in the right or in the wrong during the run of the show?
Yeah, he seemed like a thoroughly decent chap, didn't he? He was very earnest always and a bit boring, wasn't he? He was very cautious and very... But courageous in the end. I admire him, definitely.
He was always really interested in doing the right thing, and it was clearly a thing that was at war in his head, whether what was the right thing was what he felt and what he believed, or whether that was the right thing was what the rules and regulations at his job were saying. And that he had to choose that. And in the end, he chose to go with...
He resigned himself to having to make the moral choice rather than the self-interest. But again, I thought he was always... I thought he was always going to.
If someone was to ask you what you thought Clockwork Bird was about, what would you tell them?
It's about 20 to 25 minutes an episode.
Oh, shut up. Being human, what does that mean? What makes us human?
Yeah, it's about technology. It's about, it's at least superficially preoccupied with, exactly as you say, I think, about whether Robin is alive or dead, whether Robin is human or not.
Whether Robin is Robin.
And what it means, yeah, what it means.
What makes up a person, what makes us who we are, and also how far is too far in terms of, you know... The technology advances. Like, we were watching that thing the other day that was talking about, like, in real life, not podcast land, about them making, like, artificial limbs that have AI in them.
Yeah. I think it was also, in being about technology, it was also, to some extent, about privacy, intrusiveness. About the Eliza and the snake, really interesting from that point of view, the way that they intrude into the characters' lives, the way they influence, the way overhearing is really important and recurrent.
Because that's how it learns.
Yeah.
And how Shelley has a real relationship with Eliza. That's a real, for Shelley, that's a real important friendship. And for most of the show, it's Eliza's her confidant and who she trusts and relies on.
Indeed.
Which is interesting because she doesn't trust Dave because she knows Dave's not telling her everything, but she thinks that's because he's evil.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not got Alice in. For one, she doesn't really have many other people. And the data thing you mentioned is interesting as well, because a couple of times it's kind of mentioned that that's part of what went down with Darwin and the synapses, is that there was stuff because of how they were collecting data and storing our memories.
When you bear in mind that the whole... structure and the whole narrative driven by those recordings, which are intrusive and invasive. And
yeah, because Sophie doesn't know she's being recorded.
No, and they're critical to unlocking the truth. So that kind of paradox is really interesting.
Yeah.
I think that it's mostly about, like all dramas are, though, it's about the characters, isn't it, and the interplay of those characters, all the... the relationships. And I think what you said before, touching on that idea of identity, what is it to have an identity? Who are you? They're all a little bit conflicted about who they are, aren't they?
Yeah.
What their role is, what they're supposed to be doing, what, how did they end up in all of that? And that's what makes it compelling, I think. That's what made it yeah. compelling to play anyway.
And that they're all, even if you don't agree as, you know, the person listening or the person playing the characters at times, it's so clear mm-hmm. that...
creaky chair.
that at every point, each character is always trying to do what they believe is right.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you agree that what they think is right is the correct thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
They always think they're... Which is an interesting take on those, you know, on warring, conflicting opinions, that it's important to remember that both sides always think they're right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that this is particularly a particularly acute observation. It's also interesting that a podcast that's about identity, about who all these people are, the character it's named for, the central character, is kind of a space, a void. That
yeah, he's not
we
there.
We never meet him.
What was your favourite part of the show?
I really like the bits at the end when we're all together, figuring out what's going on, and the pieces are slowly starting to come together. It becomes clear what everyone's part is in the show.
I think I really liked the Dave and Shelley scene the best. I thought there was a really good dynamic, particularly our row. There was a struggle to record, but was really good fun and challenging and interesting. And it was a really interesting part of the story as well. Critical to how the story unfolds, how their relationship develops and changes, and that's really good.
Mm-hmm. Another one of my favourite bits is the bit when Shelley first gets all of the information about who Yuko are and who Darwin is and all of that, and she's reading through all of that. That just because I found that stuff interesting to read. I actually learned quite a lot.
I also liked the bit where they discovered Darwin as well, because although it all happens off stage, it was really gross. Which is
oh, when he's dead.
Yeah,
that was really gross. It was really, really visceral, the language that's used. And I feel like it probably says a lot about Pip, but Pip's really good at writing that stuff.
What was your favourite thing about the process of making this podcast?
Getting to act with you. That was really, really good fun.
It was fun.
It was really challenging trying to keep up, and a bit of a stretch at times, but really, really good. And also pretending that there wasn't a pandemic on before.
Yeah, having something to do.
Yeah.
That was creative and engaging. But like for me, during a time when my industry doesn't exist,
indeed,
having this to work on was really fun. And yeah, hanging out was just nice. A lot of giggles.
Mm-hmm.
No, I also really liked all the compliments of everyone telling me how great I am.
Indeed.
As Lady Gaga once said,
yeah.
I live for the applause.
Absolutely. And I really enjoyed fishing for them and not entirely getting them. I'd also like to say thanks, Pip.
Yeah, thanks, Pip.
Thanks for asking us, because it was brilliant and we had good fun.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for it. Thanks for how good it was. It was really engaging and engrossing.
It makes the experience so much better when you're acting from a good script. And I know, because I have acted from some shit ones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's another thing I really liked about the show. It's so queer.
Mm-hmm.
And that is excellent and really nice. And you can really tell that it was written entirely by a queer person and was worked on by predominantly queer people.
And more of that, I think there should be. We need more of that in the world. Keep it up.
All right, and that's the end of that interview. I hope you enjoyed getting to know Daisy and Gary a bit better. Obviously, because they record in Wales and there's been a pandemic on, you don't really get as many segments of bloopers or anything from them as you do from me and Jessie and Alex, who all live together in the same house, so we all record together. But yeah, there's a little bit of an insight into their experience of recording the show. Just a little note on what my dad said at the end there, we are certainly keeping it up. We have another podcast, Spirit Box Radio, which is performed by all the same cast, except rejigged slightly. I play the main character, Sam Enfield, who is the unlikely host of the Spirit Box Radio Advice and Community segment, which he really struggles doing because he has absolutely no magical abilities, or so he says. If you would like to support the show, as I said at the beginning of this, please come over and check out our Patreon. I would really love to be able to compensate our brilliant actors for all of the work that they do here. Thank you so much for being a part of what has made the process of making this podcast so rewarding and so great. It's just amazing to see people listening to the show and talking about the show. So, you know, we really do read all of the reviews and the stuff that people are saying on Twitter and stuff. So, you know, tag us. We're at Hanging Sloths on Twitter. So come and check us out. Come say hi. We love to hear from you. We love to hear what you think. Drop into us on our website, which is hangingsloughstudios.wordpress.com. And like I said, there will be unedited versions of both this week's Gary and Daisy interview and next week's Jesse and Alex interview available to patrons over on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/hangingsloughstudios. And they'll be there amongst all of our other behind the scenes stuff and our behind the scenes podcast, Hanging with the Sloths, which I do, and the tarot readings that we do. We just do a whole bunch of stuff over there, so come check us out. Anyway, thank you.